This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I spend a lot of time on Twitter, as I think I've said. It helps me keep up with the news, but sometimes it does more harm than good. I'm talking live tweeting here, specifically sporting events that I've TiVo'd or certain primetime drama or two. You forget where you're going to watch them later. You check your Twitter feed and boom, spoiler, major plot points or key scenes are ruined. High school senior Jenny Lemire has the answer, born of her own live tweeting experience. She's made an app. It's called TiVo that lets her and the rest of us, I guess, safely peruse our Twitter feeds. Spoilers be damned. Jenny, good to have you with us.
Yeah, it's nice to talk to you, too.
Listen, I have to ask you where you were last night, man, because scandal last night totally got ruined for me because I was on Twitter.
Oh, man, yeah.
So tell me how your thing would have worked for me last night, and I wouldn't have had scandal ruined for me.
So how it would work is if you were on Twitter into the bar that I add onto Twitter, you would just type in scandal, and it would block out all tweets that are talking about scandal. The text would just be replaced by a green bar, so you know that they're there, but you just can't read them. And then when you sat down to watch the show, you would just hit play, and the tweets would stream down, so you would still get the experience of live tweeting, even though you're not watching it live.
Now, have you used it in real time for yourself yet?
Yeah, I have.
And?
And it's awesome.
What is it about this that appeals to you?
I just think the cool thing is if I'm just like, oh man, I really wish someone made an app that, say, blocks spoilers on Twitter, then I can just be like, oh, I can do that.
See, now that's
I'll just
funny.
Make it for myself.
I say that all the time. I just don't have the oomph to do that. I wouldn't have the first idea of how to do that. This thing could conceivably be worth a lot of money. I would pay 99 cents. I would probably pay $1.99 for this app. Is it going to make you rich? Are you going into business?
I'm working to release it, but it's going to be available for free.
Oh, how come?
I just want to get the app out there. I just want people to get to use the product. And I think one of the main markets is for teens. And I wouldn't want to pay for it. So,
How long until everybody gets their hands on it?
It should just be a few weeks. I just need to do some tweaks to get it ready from working on my Twitter to working on everyone's Twitter.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of a problem. Now, would it work on like TweetDeck and all those other client things, not just the proper Twitter app or what?
Right now, it only would work in Google Chrome and Firefox, but maybe in later versions, I can get it to work in apps as well.
Have you been approached? Are people trying to buy this thing off of you? Do they want to hire you? Are you sort of a hot commodity now?
I've gotten about 7 internship offers, and I've gotten some offers to partner up with companies.
Are you going to take any, or are you just going to sit on them for a while?
I think I'm going to take an internship. I'm just not sure which one yet.
Yeah.
And I'm working with a company, Furious Minds, to release the app in a few weeks.
Excellent. And you're going to stick with the name TiVo?
Yes, it stands for TiVo for Twitter.
Now, did you come up with that?
Oh, no, my dad. I came up with the idea, and he's like, oh, so it's like TiVo for Twitter. And so we're like, oh, TiVo.
Jenny Lemire, she is an entrepreneur, she is a developer, or a hacker, I guess you might say, and a high school senior up in New Hampshire. Jenny, thanks a bunch.
Yeah, thank you.